Hello, laser fans, and welcome on this Tuesday afternoon, this gloomy and rainy Tuesday, as we bring you another episode of First and 10 KM. I'm your host, Jack Chard, back in this studio again. We are sorry for everything that kind of happened. We were down for a couple of weeks, and I know a lot of people were having withdrawals and not knowing if First and 10 was going to be a thing again. And just to clarify, we did have some technical difficulties throughout the last few weeks. We actually, our software that we use right now suddenly shut down as a company altogether. So we were looking to get a new system, apply back onto iTunes, and it's not all quite done yet, but we wanted to get you guys some exciting news and KM coverage, especially with this exciting time of the year for different sports throughout KM. So let's go right into it, and we'll go into a KM football laser game recap. And so this was an exciting game. It was homecoming week. It was the homecoming game. This is also senior night for our seniors. And there was just such a great environment going on at Vauk Field that night. I know we had a couple of reporters through the area. They were coming in and reporting, and they knew that KM was looking to do something special, and that was qualify for the playoffs for the first time since 2008. And they actually did a story last time KM qualified in 2008. It's kind of the same as this year. They got just enough wins to make it through, and they actually came out and they beat Sun Prairie, who was the number one seed in Division One at that time. And while they lost their next game, that was a special enough moment for those KM boys, and they're looking to make that happen again this year, almost 10 years later. So again, KM, they came out and they made it happen, 45-10 win, absolutely drenched of a game. I was very, very wet by the end of the game, but it was all worth it because we got to see our KM fans excited. We got to see our players just so proud and see everything that they've worked for pay off finally throughout, especially if you're a senior. It's been 4 years since you've been able to make this happen. So they've been working hard, and it's good to see it all pay off. So offensive player of the game, this no doubt goes to Eli Weiss. I said 56-10 was going to be the score. It was 45-10, so that's pretty close. I said Max Hero was going to throw for 300 yards. Also didn't know it was going to rain all game, so I understand why they ran the ball a lot more. I think Max had about 183 yards rushing, so I'll take that over the pass in any day. But Weiss was really the highlight of the running offense on Friday night, and as he ran for 20 rushes for 214 yards and 3 touchdowns. And that really separated KM from the rest of the field that night. And I know South was just struggling to stop Weiss, and I know Weiss, once he is determined to get someone out of his way, he's willing to truck over anyone. So he played an exceptional game, and I believe that's his second time he's been named offensive player of the game. So congrats again, Eli. Keep up the great work, and we're hoping to see more rushing touchdowns accumulate as we get into the playoff time. Defensive player of the game, Mike Timm. 18 tackles, 11 solo, and 14 assists. To this day, I still don't know what assist means for a defense, but I'll figure that out and I'll get more into it as I go. So again, Mike Timm, he had a scary injury against CMH a couple of weeks ago. Didn't think he was going to be back in for the rest of the year until playoffs. Comes out, has a phenomenal game, and that's really what propelled the KM defense as well, because there wasn't many turnovers or anything for your laser defense. And then the war horse of the game, and I think if any of you were at the game on Friday night, I think you know who I'm going to say, and it's going to be Blake Wilcox. 60-yard field goal. Folks, I've never seen that in my life. I was sitting down on the football field, and we were ready for some halftime festivities, and there was about 7 seconds left on the clock. And what? So they'd be at the 43-yard line at that point. And Blake comes out, and I'm saying, so if I look back as the fan that I am, and I say, okay, they put him out for a 50-yarder, and he didn't even come close to hitting that against Arrowhead. And I'm like, I don't know if he's going to be able to do this. This is going to be hard. And he comes out, and he proves me absolutely wrong, which I'm thrilled with, because I love getting proved wrong for positive things like that. Comes out, absolutely nails the 60-yarder. A lot of my friends said that he probably had another 2 or 3 yards to that. Folks, if you're not very familiar with football, a 60-yard field goal, that's about – no, that's not about. That is NFL range right there. So I think with all the news exposure and everything that he's gotten over these last, 72 to 96 hours, I mean, he's going to be definitely going Division I. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, he's a consistent athlete, and he doesn't really miss a lot of field goals, extra points. This is the first real kicker that we've had a lot of comfort with. And so this is kind of new for KM, and we've been able to use it to our advantage, get a lot of field goals, not have to try to go for two because we don't have an unreliable kicker. So Blake's bench is absolutely amazing for us, and so we're really glad that, I mean, not just that he hit a 60-yard field goal and broke the conference record and the school record and everything, just that we've had him for the whole year, and he's really, like, propelled this team to such a success throughout the year, and I guess you could say that he's one of the key factors for this team in making their playoff push. So let's move away from KM football, as I can talk about that for ages, but a lot of people are looking to listen to more about KM sports, and we'll go into a full KM Laser recap. And this last week, as I said before, was homecoming week, so there's a lot of action going on for athletic teams throughout the conference, especially for your KM Lasers. So girls cross country, we'll start off. I love my cross country, so I'll start with them. They had an amazing week this week. They ran at the Wisconsin Lutheran Cross Country Invite, and they placed third overall as a team. I went to this meet last year, and it's one of the more unique settings for a cross country meet. It's in a main city town park, and you run through streets, you run on grass, you kind of just run all over the place, and it's kind of, I know a lot of athletes like it, and a lot of athletes don't like it, so it's definitely an acquired taste. But no matter how much you hate it or love it, the KM Lasers girls team did find a way to make the most of it, obviously with a third place finish. Mara Bajic with a ninth place finish overall, along with Ellery Craven with a 12th place finish, and her sister Ava, who finished 17th. So obviously those are their three main powerhouse girls, and they're looking to keep that momentum going into conference this week and sectionals and all of that coming into these next few weeks. But the highlight of this meet was really the girls JV team. And this, again, I've heard from Coach Steve Lewis multiple times that there's, if you really look at the times and everything, that the girls, our girls JV team is better than some varsity teams throughout the state. And that just shows how much talent we've had throughout the years for KM cross country, especially for the girls side. So girls come out on Friday when they ran, and they come out and actually win by a long shot overall as a team. I think, what was it? KM had 24 points, and I think the next closest was, I think the gap between first and second was 18 points or something like that. And so you really don't see that a whole lot. So it was interesting to see how big of a margin they won this time. So Josie Braun was the highlight of this match, as she got the first place finish for the JV. And along the way, there was Hannah Suarez, who wasn't far behind, Marissa Johnson, Emma Obermeyer, and the rest of the girls' JV team that just made an overall great performance for them. So congratulations on that, ladies. And I know that they're going to be looking in the conference this next week at Lake Delton and Muskego, and they're going to be looking to make something really special happen, especially for those seniors on their last conference matchup of the year. We'll move to boys soccer, and boys soccer is something that, you know, a lot of people can go and watch, but they don't really hear much of. And so with boys soccer, they're on a very, very hot streak right now. So they're actually on a 6-game win streak, and they're going in the Classic H Conference Championship this week against Arrowhead, and they're actually playing Arrowhead tonight. So this past week, they beat Muskego 2-0 and North 6-0, and so they are now actually fifth in the state. And so talking to Camden Eaton, senior captain on the team, and he says that the team is looking to just keep the momentum going and see what happens from there. But he's very optimistic that KM can make something special in this playoff run and make something really exciting for KM fans, because that's been kind of the theme with KM teams lately. They've been shocking the conference, and they've been starting to make a name for themselves more and more. So with this Tuesday, today's Tuesday. Yep. So with today being Tuesday, this is also the special day because girls golf just finished their matchup at the state tournament out at University Ridge in Madison. And, you know, I said in the beginning of the year that, you know, Cam girls, they don't have as much talent top to bottom as they did before, but I'm confident that they can make something happen. And I'm just going to say it right now. I was smack dab on my prediction. I told them that they'd placed top five at state, and they've placed fifth as a team. Abby Caviani, I said she was actually going to win it individually, but she got second place overall. She only lost by two strokes to a girl from Milton. And the big thing was that she beat Arrowhead golfer Emily Lauterbach, who is actually committed to Wisconsin, just by one stroke, though. And so I know that's always a good way to finish the season, beating an Arrowhead Warhawk. Madeline Koenig, she tied for 30th. Julia Schilling, she tied for 45th. Katie Cawley, she placed 56th. And Elizabeth Manty placed 60th. So girls overall came out and had a great showing at the tournament. This season is now over, but this is such a great way for them to end the season. So congratulations to you all ladies. Boys volleyball, they had a good week this last week. They beat Muguanago earlier in the week, and they just missed finals in their tournament in Milwaukee this last Saturday, following a tournament that they actually won two weekends ago out in Kakana, and it was one of the most competitive meets of the year, from my understanding. So the boys are now ranked still in the top 10, and they're looking to keep the momentum going, and they will actually play Thursday night, and it's going to be a special senior night against Waukesha South. We have many senior boys who have committed a lot of time towards volleyball. So if you have anything to do, if you have nothing to do on Saturday or Thursday night, come on out, give them a cheer, and show your appreciation for our seniors on Thursday night. So this comes to a time of the year, folks, where it's between fall and winter season, and you're kind of, I mean, sports are starting to move away, and with this time of year also comes commitment season. So this is when a lot of our seniors look to commit to a college and play at the next collegiate level. And so, again, for any athlete, this is a very special moment. And here at First and 10KM, we want to make this the most special moment for you guys. So I know to what I'm most aware of, Abby Caviani is the only senior that has committed so far to a college, and she's committed to Missouri State. So she will be signing in this early signing period. But I know there's a lot of athletes out there that are looking to commit in the very near future. And once you make that wonderful decision, feel free to reach out to me. We will get you guys exposed, and we will get you guys known to the community that you are a college athlete now. And because that's such a great privilege, and again, a lot of athletes have worked hard towards it, so we want to make that happen for you guys, especially because we know, especially me, like as an athlete, I know how hard a lot of you have worked, and you want to make this happen. And now that you have made that happen, you realize that it feels good to get recognized for sure. So we want to be able to do that here at First and 10KM. So we're going to kind of wrap things up here. We're going to go into a what's on tap, and then we're going to get everybody out of here on this busy Tuesday night. So Wednesday, tomorrow, there's really nothing going on. I think there's a boys JV soccer match, and that's just about it. Thursday, varsity swim is going to be at Waukesha West. They're coming in close to the end of the year here. They've got some girls that are performing at a very high level, and they're looking to qualify a few of them for state in the near future. Boys soccer is going to play Hamilton at Hamilton High School. So if you want to take a hike all the way out to Sussex, I know the boys would appreciate it. That game's going to be at 7 o'clock. Hamilton also has some of the nicest complexes in the area, really. So feel free to go out there, and you won't really be wasting your money or your gas to go see a good soccer game. Boys volleyball, though, as I brought up before, they play South at KM, and that's going to be a 7 o'clock game, senior night, so it's, of course, always very special for them to try to make something magical happen and really get recognized as for all their hard work and dedication throughout the season. So then Friday is the big game. It's going to be against Oconomowoc, and it's a 7 o'clock kickoff. And what I don't know is how much this will affect our seeding, because it depends on, are they going to wait to announce seedings for the playoffs after the games on Friday or before? And so that's actually a good question for Coach Gum. And I will get back and keep an eye on Twitter, and we'll get back to you guys, and we will let you guys know just exactly what the situation is there and if this game affects our seeding or if it really doesn't. Again, we're looking for the most accurate news here for you Laser fans. So we'll get back to you guys as soon as possible. Anyway, 7 o'clock kickoff. Theme, I believe, is Breast Cancer Awareness Night. So whip out your pink. Really show your spirit for and your respect for all of your breast cancer survivors and victims. Saturday, not as busy of a Saturday as it usually is, but again, that comes with the season closing down a little bit more. Girls volleyball, they have an invitation out Arrowhead all day, so you got a little local one that's not too bad. Boys and girls cross country, big conference meet. Girls are going to run at 10:50, and boys are going to run at 11:20. And that's at, I said Lake Delton earlier, I'm sorry. That's not it, it's Lake Dunoon. Yeah, Dunoon, and that's in Muskego. It's not too far from Muskego High School, but it is a little bit of a hike, and we can make it work, though. I was just out in Burlington watching the guys in, or the girls run last Saturday, so it wasn't too bad. So make a little field trip, pack a lunch, go enjoy the outside, and go watch the girls and guys cross-country team look to make something happen, especially with this last conference meet before they go out and try to make something special for the first time in a long time for KM Cross Country. So that's all I got for you folks. Again, thank you for listening for another episode of First and 10 KM. I apologize for my dissatisfaction of broadcasting skills. I've been kind of out of it for a while. It's been about 2 weeks, so trying to get back into the swing of things. But I promise you we'll have an even better show next week. Stay safe, KM Nation. Enjoy the week. Hug a tree. Go have fun. Fun in the sun. Go cheer on your Lasers because this is the best time of the year for fall sports. Have a great week, folks. See ya. Say it.